Hello, I'm Kathy DuPlantis, and we're going to study the Word of God together, so I'll get ready to get blessed. I'm so glad you're joining me today here in Studio C and have Chrissy with me.
Miss Kathy, this is such a blessing to be in Studio C with you to study the Word of God. And thanks for joining. It's like you're on the other side of the table with us.
you and I both love the Word of God, love to study. And I'm glad that the Lord has led us from time to time to dedicate the whole Glorious Living program to studying the Bible.
It's so glorious. It really is. Because this Bible is filled with biblical truths and so much wisdom that you can apply to any situation in your life, because God cares for you. And I think that's something that JDM teaches all the time. Actually, I know it's what we teach all the time, that the Lord cares about us and wants us to live gloriously in Him.
Right. When the Bible's filled with glorious stories, if you want to call it that way, of people who really ordinary people like us that had an issue, had a problem, went to God, sought Him for an answer, and He answered them, and they walked into their glorious life. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you probably have a testimony that you want to read, because we always love to share your stories.
Yes.
In fact, it's important to us that you take the time to comment. And while we're studying the Bible together today, I want you to comment as well, because we want you to realize that you're a part of this study. Yes. God put it on our heart because He wants all of us to go to a higher place in Him and call on Him and call to Him so that we could receive our blessing, receive the power to live the glorious life.
Yes, that is so right. And it's people from all walks of life. That's one of my favorite parts of my job. I love everything about my job. But one of my favorite parts is taking time to read the comments, rejoicing with you. And it's people from everywhere. We have people all over the globe writing in. This one's actually translated from Spanish.
Okay.
We have a whole Spanish team working around the clock to pump out great, glorious preachings in Spanish. And Irma, she actually wrote in, she says, "Thank you so much, Jesse and Kathy, for all the teachings and prayers. I called the ministry to ask for prayer and we prayed together. One of the things we prayed for was a new car and I'm about to get it delivered. It's a brand new truck." Hey, that's awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you for existing and for doing so much good for us. That is awesome. Well, enjoy your truck, Irma. That is so exciting, and that she actually felt comfortable enough to call the prayer team here at JDM. And we agreed with her in Spanish, too.
Yeah. You just need someone to agree. And, you know, this kind of goes with the teaching that we're going to have today. And it's based on an article in our magazine for this
month.
The September magazine has an article in there that I wrote. Actually, it is a chapter from my book.
Yes.
You Are Designed for Glorious Living.
Chapter 20.
Yeah. And so, but we're going to go into this, but we're going to grab some things. We're going to let the Holy Spirit guide us.
Yes.
Because I believe God has had you tune in today to be a part of this study, because He has something He wants to strengthen you with, a word that He wants to speak to your heart specifically.
I love it so much, and I love this teaching, and I know that you are going to gain so much wisdom and confidence when you hear this. It's powerful.
Yeah, and the title is Big Mouths Get Big Rewards.
Yes, indeed. I know I have a big mouth.
Well, you know, this is a message that I preached at a women's conference many years ago. In fact, I think you were just a young girl when you heard
I
it the first time.
Yes, I was. I remember the first time you preached it in Covenant Church. I was 12 years old, sitting with my family, and I was just so captivated by the energy, and the Holy Spirit was there. I can remember it. I actually went back on our JDM app and watched it. It's actually, you can watch this first and then go back and watch that message, because it's so powerful. And I can just remember sitting there in the sanctuary, feeling the presence of God and knowing that, man, this is something I want to carry with me throughout my whole life.
Right. Well, there's some truths that are messages that God gives me that are just timeless, just like they're stories in the Bible that are timeless, that I believe that people can learn from it. And although this title kind of scares some men away, I think women are going to love it. But men, this is for men, too. It's not just for women. And I start out by saying, maybe you've been called a big mouth, or perhaps you know a big mouth or two.
Oh, yeah. A lot of loud mouths in the South, I'll tell you that.
But, you know, that is really true. We all know people who maybe have been considered a big mouth.
That's right.
But being a big mouth is not really a bad thing. And we're going to see this in Psalms 81 and throughout the study as well. Yes. But so why don't you turn there, Chrissy, because I think it's good for you. I want you to start out reading our scripture that is the context or the text for this teaching. And it's not a, it's a good thing to be a big mouth.
I love this so much.
Yeah, I'm because encouraged. You know, big mouths get big rewards, and don't you want a reward?
Oh yes, I want don't you all want the rewards. A reward? All the rewards that God has for us.
And it's biblical to be a big mouth. Mm-hmm. So let's read this scripture.
Oh, it's so fun.
Psalms 81, verse 10. It's in the King James Version that we're going to read it. So I hope you have your Bible ready and a notebook, because God is going to speak to your heart today.
Yes, awesome. It says, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it." I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it.
That's right. This powerful verse reminds us that God was always able to meet any need that we will have in life. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God is looking for a few big mouths.
Yes, me too.
I'm one.
I'm two. Are you one? Comment, I'm a big mouth.
Basically, he's searching for people who will open their lives to him and make faith declarations. Declarations like, I know my family will be saved. Mm-hmm. I expect my finances to increase so that I can provide a home for my family and be a blessing to others. Another great confirmation or affirmation that your big mouth can say is, I believe that my dream will come to pass.
Yes, I love it.
You need to be saying things about your own life. Mm-hmm. What's coming out of your mouth is important.
That's so good. And people are watching all over the world, and you're taking that to heart because we see the evidence in the comments. We have a whole section in our magazine with testimonies of people that are being transformed by the word of God, and God wants us to open our mouths and to start saying what we want. That's what Irma did with her truck, and she got it. So it works all the time.
Amen. Amen. I'm a testimony of that as well. I've said so many things over my life. Over the years, over my life, and over my family, and I had to speak it. We're going to learn about that today. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I want you to know today that it's very important that you understand that a big mouth is not necessarily the same thing as a loud mouth.
Yeah, I think that's something we do need to define.
Yeah, and I want us to read about a woman named Hannah that understood this truth. Mm-hmm. She was a big mouth, but she would never be called a loud mouth. Because when she went into the temple and the priest saw her praying, he thought she was drunk because her lips were moving, but her voice could not be heard.
Yes.
And she explained that she was pouring out her whole heart to God in prayer. I want us to read it beginning in verse 9, and I want to read it to you in the New Living Translation because it's a lot clearer and easier for us to understand today. Verse 9 begins, it says, "Once after a sacrificial meal at Shiloh, Hannah got up and went to pray. Eli the priest was sitting at his customary place beside the entrance of the tabernacle. Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And she made this vow, 'O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you. He will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be cut.' And as she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her. Seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound, he thought she had been drinking." Verse 14 says, "Must you come here drunk?" he demanded. "Throw away your wine." She says, "Oh, nurse, no, sir," she replied. "I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged, and I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." Verse 17 says, "In that case," Eli said, "go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." "Oh, thank you, sir," she exclaimed. Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. The entire family got up early the next morning and went to worship the Lord once more. And then they returned home to Ramah. When Elkanah, that's just her husband, slept with Hannah, the Lord remembered her plea. And in due time, she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked the Lord for him."
Oh my gosh, I love that story. I'm happy we read the whole thing because it truly just depicts a woman who opened her mouth and just gave praise. She didn't care what they thought of her either. She was just coming before the throne of grace, asking the Lord in sincerity, and she got her miracle.
Yeah, and it just shows, too, how so often often we get misunderstood mm-hmm. when we're seeking God about someone. You know, we see people who are intense maybe in their worship or even in their praise because God has given them something so powerful. They've maybe received their answer and they're jumping all over and excited mm-hmm. and maybe people look at them in a critical way. Mm-hmm. But you can't be concerned about what other people think when you are focusing in on your issue and what you're praying for. And Hannah was a great example of that. She is proof that big mouths get big rewards.
That's awesome that yeah. we can look back at Hannah and everybody else in the Bible, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and see great examples that the same Jesus that was present then is the same yesterday, today, yeah. and forever. So if Hannah can do it, why not you?
Right. Well, and it was a reproach in that day if a woman didn't have a child. And mm-hmm. in that day, the husbands had more than one wife. I don't like that one.
No. I would have to be a big mouth about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Jesus changed. It wasn't like that in the beginning.
Yes,
that's what Jesus
that's
said
right.
in the beginning. It was not so. It was Adam and Eve, mm-hmm. not two or three others.
Exactly.
But anyway,
yeah. They're not welcome.
she was being ridiculed by the other wife because the other wife had lots of kids. And so Hannah was distressed. And her husband, when I was reading this earlier, I was looking at it again, kind of for the first time I saw how he says, the husband thought a lot of himself. He says, what do you care if you don't have any kids? I'm better than 10 sons. he had a high opinion
oh,
of himself.
Oh, typical. I'm just joking.
but That's he didn't get it. But, you know, women get it.
Yes,
it's true. We're made to have children, and we're supposed to be fruitful. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't fruitful, so she was seeking God about that, and God answered her. Hannah received her request from the Lord, and she gave birth to Samuel and dedicated him to the work of the Lord as she
yeah,
promised
and
him.
And not just anybody. It was Samuel.
Samuel.
So God did over and above probably mm-hmm. what she could have even imagined when she prayed.
Yeah.
He said, not only am I going to honor you and give you your son, but this is going to be Samuel.
Yes.
A wonderful, wonderful prophet.
Yeah. In fact, verse 24 continues on and it says, when the child was weaned, Hannah took him to the tabernacle in Shiloh, and they brought along a 3-year-old bull for the sacrifice and a basket of flour and some wine, which was the requirement of that day when mm-hmm. a child was born. And verse 25 says, after sacrificing the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. Sir, do you remember me? Hannah asked. I am the very woman who stood here several years ago praying to the Lord. I asked the Lord to give me this boy, and he has granted my request. Don't you
yeah,
just love that?
I do. I
How
love it
How she came
so
back
much.
Full circle and was able to meet that guy who thought she was crazy?
Yeah, exactly. And say, listen, I'm not
crazy
that nuts
Hannah.
After all.
No, I'm not crazy Hannah. She was the determined big mouth Hannah.
Big mouth Hannah.
Who was
got
saying
it.
What God wanted her to say.
That's so awesome.
I believe that God is placing words within us that need to be proclaimed.
Yes.
And we need to say it in the way that he tells us to say mm-hmm. it. She didn't scream it out.
Exactly.
We don't have to go telling everybody, but if we tell God, that's what's important. And he hears your heart.
Yes.
Her lips were moving, but there was no sound when she was in the temple. Mm-hmm. It was just between her and God.
Wow.
I know that God is speaking some things into your heart. Maybe you think it's too, not the people around you can't handle it. And you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep it between you and God and watch God bring a miracle to your life like he did for Hannah.
I love that because often we do feel like we have to start sharing everything, which is if the Lord's leading you in a wise way, you can share here and there.
Yeah, as he leads you because it's good to find a prayer partner,
exactly.
somebody that will agree with you,
yes.
that will speak life to your vision and mm-hmm. build you up rather than tear you down.
Exactly. But when you know that this is something important, an intimate thing with the Lord, go in your prayer closet, get quiet with God, shut out all of the noise, and then start praising him, giving him thanks, and letting your requests be known unto him. It's such a transformative thing. I've seen it in my life. I know you've had moments, and of course, Miss Kathy, I hear so many mm-hmm. awesome stories about how God changed Brother Jesse and the salvation of your family. And so it's so possible today. I'm stirred up. I'm excited about this.
And Hannah was stirred up. In fact, 1 Samuel chapter 2, the very next chapter, recorded Hannah's prayer of praise after she dedicated Samuel, her little boy, to the Lord. And verse 1, we're just going to read verse 1, but you can take the time later to read that whole chapter. It's so powerful. And I want to read it to you in the Amplified Classic Bible. It says, Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts and triumphs in the Lord. My horn, my strength is lifted up in the Lord. My mouth is no longer silent, for it is opened wide over my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. That really ties into our scripture, doesn't it?
It goes open wide still. She started open wide and she's continuing
to give praise to God.
That
because
is so
Hannah's
wonderful.
Prayers changed the course of her life and impacted her entire nation. Mm-hmm. And while still a child, Samuel heard God's voice to bring correction to the priest Eli that he served mm-hmm. and his whole family because they were living in sin. Mm-hmm. And then in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19 tells us that Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground.
Wow.
Samuel he anointed kings and he is known as one of the greatest prophets of Israel.
Is that not
so
amazing?
So Hannah had no idea that that's what God had planned for her little boy.
That's right. A praying mama too. Isn't that awesome to know that the Lord honored her? And mm-hmm. just because of her prayer, just think if she wouldn't have opened her mouth and prayed that prayer.
Yeah, if she'd have just cowered away and just accepted defeat or listened to the attacks from the other woman.
Mm-hmm. Or got insecure if they say, oh, she's drunk. What are you doing here? To just silence her mouth, get embarrassed and leave.
Yeah, but she answered the priest and he listened and he said, God has granted your request. He didn't even know what that request was.
Exactly.
Think about that.
True.
The Bible doesn't say that she's told him what she was praying for. She just said that it was out of her deep anguish and he just said, well, go, you've gotten it. He knew that she had connected with heaven.
Yes, he sure did. And it's so awesome to see that faith.
Yeah.
And that same faith that Hannah had, you can have too today. Something can spark in you.
That's right. And she was so healed. The Bible tells us that Hannah was blessed with 3 sons and 2 daughters.
Oh, come on.
So she gave the first to God, like she had said. But I'm sure they stayed in contact every time she'd go to temple and on, because Samuel was a great prophet. Mm-hmm. And he talked about one of the things he said, those who honor God, God will honor them.
Yeah.
Hannah honored God, I'm sure. And God honored Hannah mm-hmm. with those 3 sons and 2 daughters.
This is so awesome. I love it because it gives a whole different perspective. Maybe you kind of knew about this Old Testament story, but you never really delved into it the way we're doing it today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many rich things that God wants to reveal to you even now as we study.
Yeah.
So good.
Because Hannah's life is a perfect example that big mouths get big
rewards. Big rewards.
So remember that God wants you to be speaking and saying things to Him about your life and what you believe, what you're believing for, because He wants to reward you.
That's right.
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll let Chrissy read a scripture. Because talking to God about your concerns and trusting Him opens the way for His word to come to pass in your life. But you know, the devil doesn't want us to know this truth.
Oh, no.
He's trying to shut us up and influence us to continually say the wrong things. Mm-hmm. He wants us to back away from God's promise and give up. But because the devil knows that if he can shut you up, he can shut down your reward. But there's really nothing wrong with a big mouth.
That's right.
It just depends on what's coming out of your mouth.
That's totally true. You got to watch it too. But that's right. The devil doesn't want us to proclaim what we are in Jesus, the attack on our identity. If you just look around in today's world, how twisted and evil it is, and it's just so much deception. But when we keep our eyes on Jesus and His word and the truth of the gospel, we won't let that happen. Those fiery darts will get knocked off that shield of faith, and we can walk in victory in who He created us to be.
Right, so don't be afraid or fearful about saying what you want mm-hmm. to God. He wants you to speak up and say what you're praying for, what you desire in life. Mm-hmm. In fact, read that scripture, Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. This is the King James Version.
Yes, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. That's one of my favorite scriptures.
Is it?
Yes, it is, because it just shows that that word everything mm-hmm. is so big that He cares about it all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to hold back. You can just let your heart soar mm-hmm. when you're in God's presence, because when you open your mouth wide to God, He will fill it.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that He will even give me the words to pray.
That's right.
And in fact, I'm so glad that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, because if I'm not sure what English words to pray, the Holy Spirit will come up and give me an unction, and I'll hear myself praying in tongues, and then God will give me the understanding about what I'm even praying about.
Exactly.
Sometimes I start in one place, and God, if I yield to the Holy Spirit, He helps me to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And God's able to pray through me for the thing that that's really on His heart.
Yes, it's
for my life or maybe someone else's life.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. And it's so awesome to know that we can tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever we are, whatever you're doing, just making that request known and saying, Lord, I need your help. I need you to pray through me right now. I don't know what to share with this person, or I'm walking into this new place, this new environment. I don't know anybody. Well, He will be with you. He's our comforter. He will walk with with us in every room. So no fear. Just make your request known unto Him. And I love when it says thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's always awesome to praise God. When we take the time to magnify His name and let Him know how much we love Him and honor Him as the creator of the universe and for giving us Jesus and the Holy Spirit, it just starts building you up to where you want to even get louder and louder with your praise. And you don't care if they think you're drunk or not. You're just ready to praise Him, you know?
That's so good. And being thankful is really proof that you're believing by faith that it's already done.
Yes.
So you're thanking Him. So you thank Him before you see it. You don't have to wait till you see it to thank Him. Mm-hmm. It's always good to rehearse your victory dance.
That's right. Oh, I got a few of them that I rehearse often.
You know, you could turn your life around by declaring God's promise about your family, your church, your job, and yourself. And you'll begin to see a change for the better in your life. And you can declare, I'm living large because
I'm supercharged. I love it.
It's a statement the Lord gave me so many years ago, and it just ignited something in me when I thought about it. You know, it's supercharged, and people who hear about that phrase, they have cars that are supercharged.
Yes.
They rev up and they go fast. Mm-hmm. But you can be supercharged by the presence of God.
I love it. I can remember sitting in that first Big Mouths Get Big Rewards message when I was young, and I remember you saying that phrase, and the whole place erupted, and like, yeah, I'm supercharged. And it was just one of the first times that as a young girl I saw, man, being a Christian is exciting. Being a Christian woman is fun. There's so much that the Lord imparts to women of God like yourself and to others that when they say it, it just goes off. It's like, wow, like a firecracker in that place.
And people think, yeah, I can be supercharged, but they don't realize they can live large. It was for the
live
purpose
large.
Of that. Living large was a big term back in that day when the Lord gave it to me. And I think it still kind of is it?
Yes,
You're kind of more in tune to what's out there. But let's turn to Psalms 118. And we're going to see a scripture about living large because regardless of your situation, God has a plan for your success in life. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait until everything's right to come to Him. He wants you to come to Him now. Read that scripture.
Yes.
Psalms 118, verse 5. This is the King James Version.
Beautiful. It says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. In a large place.
Yes, that's how you get down with your righteous self.
With your righteous self. I think that is so awesome to read because it says, I called upon the Lord in distress.
Yes.
And it wasn't long after that He answered and set me in a large place. So if you're in distress right now, if you feel like there's no way out, if you feel like you're totally defeated, that's a lie from the enemy. God wants to answer your prayer right now and set you in that large place. And even if you don't see it, like what Pastor Kathy was saying, it has already been done.
That's
He's
so
promised
true.
This for you. So take hold of it. Oh, give him a little praise dance in my chair in Studio C. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, but you know, when you open yourself wide and get filled with God, He will move you from Stress Street to Bless Boulevard.
All of these one-liners. Miss Kathy, we need to write them down.
Oh, I
did. This needs to be a whole...
They're right here in my book.
That's right. That's so good. Stress Street to Bless Boulevard.
Hallelujah. I think that's where we all want to live. Mm-hmm. That really describes the glorious life. That's glorious living.
Yep.
And that's why I put it in this book, because this is an integral part, a very important part of God's plan for your life. You need to move out of Stressed Street. You don't need to be living in the past or in fear or in anxiety. Mm-mm. God has a blessing plan that He gave to His family. Actually, the first words God spoke to mankind was, be blessed, multiply, replenish the earth. Be blessed. And so that same blessing plan is the plan Jesus had when He came on the earth.
Yes.
He says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes. Yeah.
I say that so often because it's one of my favorite scriptures.
It's so great. And it just goes to show that this can happen right now, no matter what your natural circumstances look like. You can just proclaim the good news of Jesus. Start saying it no matter where you are. If you're driving in your car, if you're in your house, it doesn't matter. You're cooking dinner and your family thinks you're crazy. Just saying, I am blessed. I'm getting off a Stress Street. We don't live there anymore.
No.
I'm going to Blessed Boulevard. And start, you even start laughing.
Yeah,
the joy
change
of the
your
Lord.
Address. Don't stay in the past. Go step towards your great future.
That's right. And it starts getting you excited. You start laughing. And laughter is such an awesome medicine. The joy of the Lord, your strength today. Mm-hmm. So I think that this message is so awesome. It's full of wisdom, but it's also, it brings joy.
Very practical. It
does.
Yeah,
it brings joy.
I think everybody needs a little joy today.
Oh, I know.
A lot of joy, actually.
A lot of joy. We're getting it.
Let's continue our study. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 22. I want you to see another part, another scripture that talks about how God wants you to live large. Mm-hmm. And because a lot of people shrink back from that today, mm-hmm. there's a lot of criticism and attacks on prosperity, but this is really God's plan mm-hmm. for His church. He wants awesome. Us to live the blessed life on Blessed Boulevard.
On Blessed Boulevard, yes.
He wants
indeed.
To fill you with power to overcome every problem in your life. And when you call out to Him, He will deliver you from things that have kept you bound up.
Oh, yes.
So read 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 20. This is the King James Version as well.
Yes, it says, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me.
I love that.
Wow, He delighted in me. Mm-hmm. So the God of all creation mm-hmm. wants to know me, have a relationship with me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just, when you embrace that fact, mm-hmm. what more can you ask for?
Right.
It really is. It fills you up instantly with this peace which surpasses all understanding to know that, man, God wants to know who I am. He knows every hair on my head. He knew me before I was even born. Right.
He loves us just the way we are, but He loves us too much to keep us the way we are. He wants to help us to grow and bring us to that large place, mm-hmm. a life of blessing. He doesn't want to hold back on us. He's the one who created the universe, mm-hmm. and He delights in meeting your needs.
That's so wonderful.
So wonderful. He's able to pay your bills. He's able to put food on your table. He's able to give you strength and wisdom and insight and to show you how to get a good job so you can provide for your family. Mm-hmm. God wants you blessed.
That's right. I can think of so many times where I just didn't know where to turn in my life, or I didn't know what the future would hold, but when I would just get quiet with the Lord, and whether I was speaking it out loud with my big mouth or having it in my spirit,
yes.
it was still just as bold and still just as powerful having that communion with the Lord. And so many times people shy away from prayer, but prayer is what's needed to have those reinforcements.
So
I know your book, The Power of Prayer, is such a great tool mm-hmm. because it shows you that there's so many effectual things you can pray. You can start praying with a purpose. You don't have to just get, you know, just sit in a pew and do everything that everybody else is doing. And mm-hmm. you can have a free relationship. I love when it said that you won't be bound.
That's so true.
You won't be bound. You'll be free.
And God wants that for all of us. And we're going to go just a little bit longer on our usual time that we spend on a study.
I'm okay with that.
Because we want to finish this up. We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3 because God's will is to set you in a large place. Mm-hmm. And He wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing.
Yes.
Instead of living from paycheck to paycheck, you can move out of debt and into abundance. Mm-hmm. Instead of being frustrated, God can pull you up to a higher level.
That's right.
I love
so
that.
So powerful.
Can you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20? Now, this is one of my favorite verses as well.
Oh,
it's
yes.
very powerful. This is the King James Version.
So good. It says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." I got the power.
You got the power. And that power is an anointing from God. And all of us are anointed to do what God's called us to do. A lot of people think about the anointing only as people that are on the platform, on the pulpit, mm-hmm. preaching the gospel. But God gives people an anointing to do whatever the job is that He's called them to do, and He gives them by the Spirit. So He's provided us for a way to be blessed and to have exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or even think. And one translation says, more than we can dream.
That's right.
But it's according to the power that's at work within us, mm-hmm. that anointing, that same anointing that was on Jesus, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. That same anointing is on us.
That's amazing.
To do what we're doing today, to do what you're doing at your house today, at your office, on the job, or whatever vision and dream that God has placed upon your heart. He doesn't just give us a dream and a vision. He gives us a plan.
That's right.
He gives us an anointing to get the job done.
Oh, I love it. I'm all stirred up thinking about it because so many times people say, well, Chrissy, I'm only this or I'm only that. Mm-hmm. Some of my friends are like, I haven't reached it yet. I was like, don't despise your small beginnings. God has a plan. He has a step-by-step blueprint of your life ready. All you have to do is obey and do it with joy. Take each step in obedience with joy and enthusiasm that you're on a journey to Blessed Boulevard. You're going to get there. And that His blessing, His plan for your life, it's already done. If He's put it in you, He will see it to fruition.
Right. So you can start living large because you're getting supercharged. I believe this study is supercharging a lot of people that are watching.
I know it's supercharging me. It really is.
Me too.
It's getting me excited.
When I hear read it again and study it, even though the Lord gave it to me years ago, it stirs me up, supercharges me to step on out there because God is always wanting us to go to a higher level.
That's right.
In Him.
Yes, ma'am. So
because,
good.
You know, when you have God, you have everything. Mm-hmm. You have answers. You have solutions. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be frustrated in life, always going around in circles like you're on a merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've been asking yourself questions like, didn't I go this way last year? Why haven't I grown? Why am I still doing that? Yeah. We have to all come to a point in our life where we have to recognize that God wants us to grow up. And wow. He gives us tools to in order to do that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be a part of your own growth process. You know, it's like even a child, they can't just sit back and not do anything for their life. You can't put your foot in your mama's lap when you're 42 years old and let her tie that shoe.
No, you got to
learn to do that. It's like, you're probably already teaching Sophia some things.
Well, she needs Velcro. That's true. We get the little Velcro light up one. So.
But that's
you're
still
right.
something.
That
she does it herself.
Yes.
She can do it herself.
Yeah, that's
and God
right.
God wants us to all grow up.
Exactly. And have the confidence to step out in faith, mm-hmm. knowing who you are in Jesus and stepping out knowing like this is time for me to take initiative in my own life. And there's some things you might be thinking about on your list of things that need to go. You got to scratch it off so you can move forward. Those
so
bad
true.
Habits, those old sinful fleshly ways, God wants to bring you higher in holiness so that you can really live that glorious life because you got to leave some things behind. Abraham, mm-hmm. he left it behind. God gave him an instruction to go forth and to walk and he did. He had to leave things behind, but look what happened to him,
God
how blessed he was.
God sees what's ahead. That's why he's calling us to let things, we can't carry some of that old weight. The old clothes, the old rags we had before we met Jesus won't work. We need to be clothed with his righteousness so we can walk into the great future that he has for us.
Yeah.
I want to read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 in the Passion Translation. Just stay with us for a few more minutes. We'll get to the end of this, and I know that God is going to really tie this with a beautiful bow.
Oh, yes.
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 in the Passion Translation says, "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you."
Constantly.
Constantly. That sounds like supercharged to me.
Yeah, it sure does. And no caffeine can compete with that. Constantly energizes you. I know that we do need that in today's day and age. We need to be constantly supercharged by his grace and his mercy.
And only that's only what can really build us up. Otherwise, it's a false something we've stirred up in our own strength. And people can recognize the false, but God puts a new strength in your heart. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He gives you He has a great plan for your life that's greater than your wildest imagination.
Ooh, I love that.
I love that translation of that. It's so good. But as we close today, I have one more scripture. This is actually the first scripture that we started with.
Yes.
It's Psalms 8, verse 10, in the Tilium. It's not 8, what is it, 881? Was it the first scripture we read?
Yes.
Psalms 81.
Yes.
81 verse 10, it's a little typo I caught for myself just now. Psalms 81 verse 10 in the Tilium translation. That is a Hebrew commentary on the Psalms, which is a beautiful book. I have that, got that years ago, and I saw this in it. It says, "Ask of me all that your heart desires, and I will fulfill every request on the condition that you hearken to me. Then you will never know want, hunger, or thirst, just as you were completely provided for when I brought you out of Egypt."
Wow.
The same God who provided for the children of Israel that came out of Egypt wants to provide for you. No matter what your need is today, he says, "Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. You will never know want. You'll never know hunger. You'll never know thirst." And he says he wants to completely be everything to you.
That is absolutely beautiful. And it's so real. He's even now when we're reading this and as we're discussing the Word of God, I feel a peace in the place. I feel that, you know, no matter what your needs are, just like this verse says, he wants to completely, completely transform your life and fill it up with all good things so that you're not wanting, you're not in lack, you're not living a life of despair because we have a hope of glory named Jesus and he's available to you today. No matter what it looks like in the natural, he loves you and he wants you to ask him to fill your heart.
That's right. The Bible tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for the children of Israel, provided for them, they had the manna, they had the water, they had the quail that came in, their clothes never ran out. They were in their wilderness 40 years. Mm-hmm. They had just enough, but then he had a plan to bring them to that promised land, which was a land of more than enough.
Yeah.
That's the blessing land that God wants all of us to enjoy and have.
So good. And all you got to do is open your mouth and ask. easy
yes,
steps.
And expect him to fill it with sometimes you may come to God and you're just like, I don't even know what to pray. Well, he's going to stay. Don't walk away. Mm-hmm. Stay in his presence. Allow him to fill your heart, and he will give you the words to pray, and he will hear your answer, hear your prayer, and he will answer you.
Yeah, he brings solutions. He's a God of solutions. And if you feel like you don't know what to say, what to pray, like Pastor Kathy said, ask the Holy Spirit to pray through you and crack open this Bible and find some good, good solutions, because everything we need is in his word.
Yeah, and you can go ahead and read Hannah's prayer and be inspired.
Yes, that's
she
right.
She spoke out of her heart, and God answered her prayer.
Yeah, I want to be like Hannah when I grow up. That's an awesome, awesome illustration. I'm so happy we read it today.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoyed the study today.
Pastor Kathy, I had so much fun.
Oh,
I really
great.
Did. It stirs me up, gets me excited. I know you've been stirred up. You're excited about it. Comment below. Let us know how this message has transformed your life. And if there's a family member or a friend or somebody you know might be going through a discouraging time, or maybe they're shying back, they're not opening their mouths, they're not taking that next step in God, you just send this to them and watch their life be transformed as they watch. I know the Holy Spirit's going to do a mighty work in this
message.
That's
so true. We need to encourage our friends and our loved ones to pray and ask God. Sometimes people just they're frozen in time and they're not sure what to do. There is a solution when you turn to God.
I
believe that you're watching today because God wants to give you those solutions. In fact, we're going to pray with you right now. Father, I pray for every person that's watching along with us, that's been joining us in this study, that you would touch their life and strengthen them. Give them the words to pray. And Lord, we pray in agreement with them for their answer. Lord, just like Eli did not know what Hannah was praying, Lord, Chrissy and I don't know what those that are joining with us, what they're praying, but you know.
Yes.
And Lord, we can say today, Lord, that they will receive the answer to the prayer from the Lord, the one that they're asking for. Lord, we thank you that you are the answer to every problem this world has ever had.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for the good life, the glorious life that you're calling these that are praying with us today to receive. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I'm supercharged, Pastor Kathy. I'm ready. I'm ready to do what God's called me to do.
Amen.
I know after that prayer, I know you're stirred up to really go and conquer what God has put on your heart to do, and your family will be blessed. I'm just excited we did this. This was a great topic.
It's such a great, I love this teaching, and I'm glad that it's in my book.
Yes.
But it's also in the magazine, and you can go watch it on the app.
You can.
After this.
You can.
And I believe that God will reinforce the things that we talked about. I added a couple of things that are not in the article, but because I brought out more things about Hannah. And then when you hear it preached, it's always different.
Come on.
Because the crowd is in there.
Yeah.
But today we had a great sit down and studying the Word of God. And it's all made possible by our wonderful partners.
That's right.
So before we close, just want to say thank you to all of our partners that help us to do everything that we do every single day. We're dedicated to reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. And we're thankful that you've helped us to do this, all the partners. And, you know, if you're not a partner, you can be. It's very simple to do that. There's no amount that's specific. You
that's
can
right.
Whatever the Lord puts on your heart. Some people give monthly. Some people give weekly. Some people give once a year.
Exactly.
And, or it's a one-time donation, but others want to give regularly. But we love the fact that we're a team.
Yeah, we are.
And we're doing this together. People are helping us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, which is the Great Commission. And we pray that God will touch your life and strengthen you because of the seed you're sowing today. You can do that today by going to jdm.org, use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation. All that information is on the screen for you today. Just know that when we receive it, we pray over it.
Oh, yes.
Every day we pray for our partners.
That's right.
And we love hearing your testimonies about what God is doing in your life. And I know that God is not finished with you. He has a great plan. So do not give up. God has a great plan for your life.
Yes, so good. We love you, partners. We love you, viewers. And I love you, Pastor Kathy.
I love you too, Chrissy.
This was so fun.
We're living large because we're
supercharged.
Because we have big mouths.
Definitely. Not loud.
And we get,
well, maybe
not
loud and mouths. Big sometimes.
Sometimes I'm loud. I'm okay. It's okay. Yeah. Loud's okay.
Okay, yeah. But whatever it is coming out, it's filled with the love of Jesus and faith to keep on moving.
That's right, because we get big rewards when we look to God.
Amen.
He's the one who rewards our faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Very, very good.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, it's been great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you'll join me next week right here in Studio C for another great, glorious living. Have a fabulous week.